It is, and time to talk some cricket because we've got the eliminator and the qualifier on this weekend. And the Big Bash has been a big, long campaign. And if you're a fan of the Perth Scorchers, which many people are because of the way they play their cricket, you'll be very, very pleased with the man in charge, Adam Voges, who's led them to the top of the table after the 14 home and away games. He joins us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are well, mate, and really appreciate your company on a Friday morning ahead of a qualifying final, getting ready to play against the Sixers to take on to win that game and go into the grand final. Are you confident you can?
Yeah, big weekend of cricket coming up after a long campaign, as you mentioned. We're really excited about tomorrow night's game. Got the eliminator tonight at the MCG, and then we're another final for the Scorchers and the Sixers tomorrow night at Marvel. So, it's a great opportunity for us, obviously, to finish top two. We get a double chance, but we also get that opportunity, if we can win tomorrow night, to go straight into a grand final. So there's plenty of incentive.
Yeah, and you talk about another final for the Scorchers and the Sixers, but the Scorchers' finals record and ability to get to finals in the Big Bash since inception is quite remarkable. What is the secret?
I don't know the exact secret, but I'm incredibly proud of the way our guys have gone about this campaign. We've been on the East Coast for almost the entirety of the campaign. We've had our fair share of hurdles along the way with a few COVID cases and unavailability of players. But I think what it has done is galvanised our squad, and we've seen multiple guys contribute along the way, and hopefully we're getting somewhere near full strength coming into the business end. But, really, really pleased with the way the guys have gone about it this year.
Adam, congratulations on what you've been able to do. I mean, you just touched on a few of the frustrations along the way, but to be permanently on the road this campaign, at least after the start, the players you've lost for national duties, COVID, you keep rolling out a really consistent game plan and the players continually execute it consistently.
Yeah, and that's been the pleasing bit. I think it hasn't really mattered the 11 that we've put on the park. I think we're really clear on the way that we want to go about our cricket. Doesn't always work, but full credit to, I think, Ashton Turner, our captain. I think he's done a remarkable job leading the side. Took over the captaincy last year, but has really put his stamp on the team this year. And I think the way that he's led the boys on the field has been outstanding. And a few of the young guys that have come in have taken their opportunities. Curtis Patterson up the top, I think, has done a terrific job. Matt Kelly, when he's had opportunities, has been a match winner for us. Even Nick Hobson the other day in his first game got 40-odd. So just having those guys come in, play with real confidence and be able to contribute has been really nice to see.
So the idea of playing at Marvel Stadium, and you've clearly played well there. Is there a reason why you play so well at that particular venue?
I don't think it's always been the case. I think, one of the things that we've done better this year is play on those the drop-in wickets or the lower, slower wickets that aren't the same as what we're used to at the Wacker or Optus Stadium. But the way that our players have developed their skill to be able to play on these sort of wickets has been great, and we've won all three games at Marvel this year, and it's a ground that we've got used to and got used to playing well at. So when we did have to nominate a home ground, we were pretty quick to choose Marvel, just knowing that we've had some recent success there, and hopefully that can continue tomorrow night.
Now, knowing Mitch Marsh as well as you do, you've been involved with Mitch for a long time. The innings the other night, I know he's played some very good innings over the last period of time, but just the clean ball striking the other night off a bit of a break. Do you get shocked with what he's doing, or because you're immersed with him all the time, nothing surprises?
He's been amazing. I think that was his fourth man of the match performance in six games that he's played for us, and in terms of ball striking and how hard he hits, and we're well aware about that. You put your life in your own hands every time you throw balls to him. he's just been incredible. He's taken his game to a whole new level. Over the last 6 to 8 months, we saw what he did in the World Cup, and he's continued that brilliant form on for us. So, he's been brilliant. He's had a lot of the accolades, and rightly so. But again, I've been really pleased with what the other guys have been able to do around that as well.
We were talking during the week, Adam, about the emotional investment required, we think, a bit more from the fans for the Big Bash, you know, backing for your team and really being passionate about it. It's a relatively young competition still, but emotional investment is really important for success of these competitions. Is there rivalry and real fierce feeling towards the Sixers in terms of, from a Scorchers perspective, because of the history you've got, but also the fact that, you know, they're the ones trying to stop you from doing what you want to achieve?
Yeah, I think there's certainly a rivalry. I think there's great respect. They've won the last two BBLs. They're a terrific team. We've been fortunate to be on the right end of our two encounters so far this year, but that doesn't really mean too much going into tomorrow. They're a terrific team. They're full of match winners, and like I say about every game in this competition, and that's the beauty of it, you need to be bringing your best game to be competitive and win. So that's what we'll be looking to do. Yeah, it's a great story that we're going to be playing against the Sixers again, and that rivalry will continue.
Do you prefer to chase or set the target?
It's pretty clear that we like batting first. Having said that, if there's a bit of dew around at Marvel with a later start, then we always have to take that into consideration. But, I think Ashton Turner won 10 of his first 12 bat tosses, and I think we batted first in most of them. So I don't think we'll defer too far away from that.
So, Adam, one final one. With the news from overnight in Perth about the reopening not happening, does that have an effect on the morale of the group, or is it irrelevant because you always knew you weren't going to be playing in Perth before the end of the tournament anyway?
Yeah, it's pretty fresh news. I think the announcement was only 10 hours ago, and we're just still sifting through that information and what it actually means for us. Depending on the actual outcome and whether we can get home, today will be an important day. But again, I think the adaptability and resilience of our group and the things that we've overcome so far, this will just be another one of those. And I'm sure come game time tomorrow, the boys will be really focused and ready to go.
Well, it's all finals action. Any sport's good, but dynamic action like the Big Bash, you'll have plenty of people watching to see what you can do against the Sixers. It is 7:15 tomorrow night at Marvel Stadium for the qualifier in the Big Bash 11th edition. We appreciate your time, Adam. Good luck to you and the team.
No worries. Thanks, guys.